Comic book fans often pay homage to their favorite characters at conventions, and Renaissance fair enthusiasts masquerade as knights and wizards. For those partial to the old Hollywood Western genre, Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach recently found there's a place to play cowboy.
At a shooting range near Grand Island, Nebraska, the sound of bullets hitting steel targets rings out on a cold fall morning. But there are a few things that look out of place. An old jail, a train depot, and a hangman's gallows that could be from a Hollywood backlot. Then, when you ask people their names, they answer with things like...
Curly May.
Pit Mule.
Crooked Creek.
My name is Grizzly Dave. My friends call me Grizz. You want to be my friend, don't you?
Those are actually Carolee Klein of Plainville, Kansas, Tracy Thorpe of Des Moines, Iowa, and Dave Breifogel of Louisville, Colorado. This is Cowboy Action Shooting. Target shooting with historically accurate guns and costumes. Others make it away for the weekend on the golf course or on a hiking trail. This group is at home on the range.
My name is David Sayers. I'm from Palmer, Nebraska, and I go by Stirrup Trouble. When you strap on the holsters and you've got all the other getup to it, it's like you've forgotten all about the outside world at that moment.
Sayers is the Nebraska State Coordinator of SAS, the Single Action Shooting Society.
Cowboy action shooting actually started in the 1980s in California.
Now, SAS has enough members across the country that people came in from 8 states for the annual Iron Hero Match in Nebraska. There's a national championship in Phoenix each February for cowboys of all ages. It drew nearly 800 competitors last year. The fastest time wins in cowboy shooting, but it's not just about being fast. It's about looking good. Tracy Thorpe, a.k.a. Pit Mule, dresses for a costume category called Classic Cowboy.
Today I'm wearing garters, a vest, what they call braces, botas, which are leggings, not quite chaps, just botas, and a knife.
Others are decked out with badges and bandanas, belt buckles, and spurs. And there's another dose of theater, because in each round, the shooters play out a scene. This year, the scenes at the Iron Hero are based on Jimmy Stewart movies. You might know him from It's a Wonderful Life or Vertigo, but Stewart was in a lot of famous westerns, too, like Winchester 73, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and...
Night Passage! Grant McLean arrives at the abandoned mine and finds the gang.
The stage leader sets up the round for this 1957 movie in which Jimmy Stewart plays an unemployed railroad worker who is good with a gun. A shooter takes position in the depot, but before she starts firing, she recites a line from the big shootout at the end of the movie.
All right, now you get back inside. I'll cover for you.
You get back inside, I'll cover for you.
Stand by.
My name is Danette Ray. I'm from Colorado, and my alias is Marie Laveau. She's a voodoo queen from the 1800s.
Ray says her husband started shooting cowboy style first, then her daughter. She was not into it.
And I waited a couple more years because, you know, running with guns just scared me to death. Now it's just a way of life. It's what we do. We travel everywhere. All our vacations are cowboy-related shooting, so it's what we do. It's a hoot.
45, 5-5, and everybody says one got away. 4-5, 5-5.
The winner of the Iron Hero match gets a medal. At Nationals, the winner gets a trophy and a belt buckle. But for a lot of shooters, it's really about dressing up and hanging out, like Tony Gower of Ipswich, South Dakota, who goes by Gray Rat.
People my age and older, they grew up watching the Westerns on Saturday morning and going to the movies and all that. Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, John Wayne, and of course, Jimmy Stewart.
For a day, he gets to walk in the boots of his childhood heroes. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.